From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. There is word out of Switzerland that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the meeting with his Russian counterpart and other envoys produced some new ideas on reviving a ceasefire in Syria, where the regime continues to pound rebel-held areas in Aleppo. But Kerry said it was too early to reveal what the ideas were and that high-level contacts would continue on Monday to flesh them out. Meantime, Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes and armor launched an offensive Saturday in northern Syria to wrestle control of a key border town from the Islamic State extremists. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the force seized several strategic areas near Dabiq. The town holds a symbolic importance for ISIS because of an 8th century end of time Sunni prophecy, predicting it will be the site of a showdown between Islam and Christianity. U.S. officials say multiple missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen again have targeted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea. The incident took place late Saturday or early Sunday local time. Officials say the USS Mason was not hit. It was the third time this week that the destroyer and other U.S. ships have been targeted off the coast of Yemen. The U.S. military on Thursday struck 3 radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by the Houthi rebels. Rwanda's Minister of Natural Resources is declaring the adoption of a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced Saturday at a climate meeting in Rwanda. This is the United States Environmental Protection Agency's Administrator, Gina McCarthy.
And if you look at it, we are going to achieve somewhere in the order of 80 to 90% of the emission reductions from these chemicals.